By one calculation, we waste 160 billion with a B pounds of food every year. The Department of Agriculture is trying to do something about that. It's established a federally funded farm-to-food bank in 28 states that connects local farmers with food pantries that can distribute that extra food. But as Harvest Public Media's contributor Peter Medlin reports, funding for the program depends on Congress and the next farm bill.
In the production hall at the Northern Illinois Food Bank, about an hour west of Chicago, volunteers are packing up meals. Jacob Lamplow is the food bank's interim director of food procurement. Over the past few years, the Northern Illinois Food Bank has provided even more local produce to residents, 400,000 pounds of food that otherwise would go to waste.
Peaches are the big one. We've had apples, and then we've even had things like squash, a bunch of different peppers.
It's food that farmers can't sell to supermarkets because it has a blemish, is a weird shape, or just not the right size. It's good food, it tastes the same, but it often rots away on farms because there's no market for them. Nationwide, the Farm to Food Bank program has moved millions of pounds of surplus food. It was authorized through the 2018 Farm Bill, and in the most recent round, the USDA handed out nearly $4 million to state agencies for Farm to Food Bank projects. 28 states are currently participating, including Illinois, California, Iowa, and Texas. Stacy Dean, Deputy Undersecretary for the USDA's Food and Nutrition Services, hopes to spark interest in Midwestern farming states that aren't participating, such as Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma.
These are the breadbaskets of our country, and if they're leaving food, available food, unharvested that we could be using to feed vulnerable families, then let's work together to figure out a path forward.
The Farm to Food Bank program is funded through the Farm Bill, which comes up for reauthorization every 5 years. Dean says in the fall, funding briefly expired before the Farm Bill was extended for another year.
Well, I think Farm to Food Bank was particularly vulnerable.
And funding in the next Farm Bill isn't guaranteed. In Illinois, officials wanted stability for the program. So in early 2023, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law establishing state funding. That makes Illinois pretty unique among farm-to-food bank states. Rogella Scavuzzo is with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and she says the state funding means the program will continue no matter what happens with the Farm Bill. And she says that allows farmers to feel more stable and diversify their products.
Maybe we were afraid to grow broccoli because we didn't know the market was there, or what happens if we can't move all of that, or it's just not as pretty. Now we've created the secondary market to recover some of those potential losses.
And while farmers aren't paid full price for the food, they're able to cover their costs, including labor and transportation, and they don't have to see their food go to waste.
We had a farm that was going to get hit by the frost with apples. We moved almost 10,000 pounds of apples off of their trees, and it covered their labor. But that product would have just had nowhere to go if it hadn't been for this project.
Rendleman Orchards is one of more than a dozen farms participating in Illinois' program. Wayne Searles is the owner and operator of the orchards in southern Illinois, and he says with the help of other local farms, they sent out about a dozen semi-truck loads of produce this past year.
It's a win-win situation, not just for the customers of the food bank, but also for the farmers themselves.
Now he knows a vegetable or fruit with a blemish won't get dumped. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Medlin.